Welcome back to the Tiger Talks podcast. I'm Gloria.
I'm Javon.
And we're Cynthia.
And we are
the Teen Tigers.
And we're back from summer break.
It has been such a fun summer this summer, although it has been quite short. We're going back to school already, which, you know, I'm excited. We're starting high school, as you guys know, we mentioned in our last episode with Piper, which is one of our best friends. So we are unfortunately losing her. She is transferring She is transferring schools. So we won't have her in our faculty anymore. No, I'm just kidding. But we won't have her in our school anymore, so that's going to be a change, especially for Gloria, because y'all have been friends for how
many years? Since we were, like, 3 years old.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay. But, you know, I just met Piper this year. When did you meet Piper?
Sixth grade.
Yeah.
Sixth or fifth?
Sixth.
Okay. So, I'm close with Piper. I'm not as close as they are with her. But, you know, it still hurts that she's leaving school. I cried on the last day of school. Y'all saw. Almost everyone she was friends with cried. Understandable. But, you know, it's fine.
That's changed. I think it was you.
Yeah.
No.
You cried enough for the rest of us.
I did not start a crying. I did not. That's what I didn't do. Okay. But, you know. It was fun. No, it wasn't.
Okay, anyways. What did y'all do over the summer?
Honestly, I didn't do anything. I just kind of chilled around. I went to your house quite a few times.
Yeah, you came to our, we had a tea party.
Oh, yeah, that was fun. Yeah, because I didn't have any 4th of July plans. I'm like, you invited me to her house to hang out. So I'm like, sure, why not? So we had a little tea party there. And then the next day, it was somebody's birthday. I don't know.
That was my grandpa.
Oh, happy belated birthday to him. Yeah. So, yeah. So, I keep saying so, y'all. Very sorry. So, what did you do over the summer, Cynthia?
I really didn't do anything. For 4th of July, For 4th of July, I invited my friend Chloe to come over to my house.
Okay, that's fun.
Yeah, it's just a lot. I basically stayed home the whole time. I hanged out with some of my friends, but that's about it.
Yeah, as I said, I didn't do much. So, how do we feel about school starting? It's too soon, yeah. What'd you say, Hortensia?
I'm not excited.
That's okay.
I figure I can say the opposite. I'm quite excited. High school is scary, though. It seems scary. So, leading on into that topic, I wanted to ask, how do you guys think high school will be?
What do you mean? Anyways, what were you saying?
I was saying, how do you think high school will be like, not like a high school musical, which I've never seen actually. I've never seen a high school musical. That's another conversation for another day. Anyways, so like, what do you guys think it'll be like from like movies or shows you've seen?
I feel like it's not going to be any movies or shows I've seen.
I know. But like, are y'all excited? No.
No.
A little bit.
Yeah. Okay. How do you feel about schedules? I know this has been a big thing people are stressing out about right now.
Well, school starts
next week.
In 8 days, and we still don't have our schedules, so that's really great.
Which is worrisome. We get them in 2 days at open house, but the thing is, I'm like, why at open house? Like, just why?
Well, it's a lot of kids that have a schedule, so it kind of makes sense.
I know, but, well.
From a teacher's perspective, the reason they wait is so that the counselors don't get bombarded with, can I get my schedule changed so I can be with my bestie? Request.
Oh, yeah.
That's why they wait.
You know what? That might be me if we don't have classes together.
I fear we might not have classes together.
Because she would take, honor classes back to back.
There's only, 2 honor classes. Or 3.
I don't know, but you could play. You don't have, regular classes. You have, honors. What do you have? Is it geometry for you this year?
Yeah.
Okay. We might have it. If you don't have math together.
You'll have algebra 1.
Yeah. But it's fine. Okay. I've had lunch. So, I know some class. It depends what class you have 4th period, I think.
Yeah. What? Tiger time? Is that what you're talking about?
We have tiger time 4th period?
That's what it was last year.
Nice. So I thought our 4th period was a class, an activity like we had back in 8th grade.
I don't think so.
Oh, no.
When's our activity time?
It's whenever. Like, it's just whenever the class is.
Okay, sorry, I'm a bit confused. So I might seem a little slow this podcast because I'm a little behind on some things that are in high school, but we all are. Are you guys excited for open house?
No. I need to go because I'm going to get lost. I don't know where I'm going.
I know, the high school seems so big on the outside, and I'm like, we have a whole basement in the high school.
But that's how middle school was, and I figured it out in like a week, so it's fine.
You know what? I still have not discovered all of middle school, and it's already over. Like, if somebody asked me to give them a tour of our school and ask who everybody was, I couldn't do it.
We did a tour of the school for the fifth graders.
What are you talking about?
I wasn't there.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe that was a good thing.
Yeah. I was at main event, but it's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If someone asked, like, what? Sorry. Also, there's, like, random closets placed around the school.
Well, you don't have to give a tour of the closet.
I know. I'm just saying that. There's, like, random places I've seen inside of the school. I'm like, oh, I know. That was there before. Yeah. Any questions you guys have? I wrote down some questions to ask each other.
What are you most worried or excited about when entering high school?
Sorry, you all. Probably clubs. I do want to enter theater. Gloria was like, I would enter theater, but I can't dance or sing. I'm like,
it's true.
That sounds like a problem on your end, girl. I'm like, you can learn, though.
She can be the background character.
Yeah.
What if you're like a tree?
I can be the
tree.
I can build the sets.
Yeah. Yes, you should join.
Maybe.
Stand confident.
We'll
see. So, are you going to join theater? Are you talking about, my sister joined us, so I want to join it? But then you haven't brought it back up once again.
I might.
You say might doesn't mean anything coming from you.
Javon, who is your dream theater role?
Guys, I don't believe this, but
it's probably Elsa.
It's probably Glinda.
All right, so I was going to say Elfie. We need to calm down. I don't know why you're harassing me. Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, so I do like Wicked a lot. No one understands me. Like, I understand Wicked. But, anyways, I'm so bad with the way of words. Yeah. Oh, do you guys, like, plan on, what's it called, like, sorry, y'all. Like, attending, like, high school events, like, homecoming, prom, football games, basketball games.
Prom is for juniors and seniors.
Girl, I don't know. I'm just talking about later on in the future.
Uh-oh.
For chance, I don't know.
Maybe.
Probably not. That's yet to come. It hasn't.
Guys, it's fine. Okay.
We'll cross that when we get there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you plan on attending?
So, coming from middle school, I attended a lot of dances, but I didn't really attend a lot of games. Throughout my whole middle school,
I don't think I went to a single football game.
I don't think I
won
one either.
I went to one middle school football game with one of my very, very close male friends.
But the high school and football, middle school football environment's way different.
Yeah.
You all been to a football game versus a middle, like, no one goes to middle school football games.
Yeah.
But the whole town comes out for
I've never seen. I honestly don't keep up. I go on Instagram time to time to see Washtown updates, and that's really it.
Okay, so you tell me what you're most excited about. What are you most worried about? And I think I know what you're going to say.
Having a horrible science teacher. So, what?
Javon, you can't say that.
I have free will. I can say what I want. Anyways.
Your biggest concern is your specifically science teacher?
It's okay. Me too. My teacher was mean.
Also, probably like... seeing old people, because I was...
Seeing old people?
No, sorry.
What?
People I used to be friends with, because I was friends with some 8th graders when I was in 7th grade, so they would be, like, all upcoming sophomores.
Oh.
Or did you have a question? So, let's also go, like, kind of round ourselves back into... rile ourselves back into... some middle school things. So, Hortensia, I know you like your, I know you loved your social studies teacher so much. Well, what's it called? You fulfilled your heart with love with your social studies teacher. How do you feel about her?
She's great. She's great. She's so nice and like she's so kind. I have so many good things to say about her.
Okay.
Okay. Name them.
Okay, guys.
Her hair. No, her bangs were cute, though, when she got
them.
Yeah,
she has nice hair. Okay. Anyways.
Sorry, y'all. I got distracted.
That's all.
So, are you worried about getting a unfortunate social studies teacher this year?
Yeah. Science and...
Who's the social studies? Is it
SAP? I don't know any teachers.
Oh, okay.
Now, my biggest fear is people thinking I'm a girl on the first day of school.
Hopefully not.
Huh?
Hopefully that doesn't happen.
Yeah. I asked my teacher, Ms. Harmon, in seventh grade where the bathroom was. She said, the girls' restroom is right there. I said, guys, anyways. That was quite unfortunate for me, but.
Okay.
I worry too much about it.
Speaking of middle school, what will you miss most about middle school?
Probably being an ambassador.
Yeah, that was really fun.
I did like that. Too bad. I don't know why I told Miss, what's her name?
Who, Miss Turner?
No, not Miss Turner.
Miss Shelby?
Well, that's her. That's her. God, Miss Dowd?
No, who's the student council for high school?
Miss Heaton?
Yes, yeah. Miss Heaton. I'm kind of upset that I said I don't want to be one anymore because I very well could have been one because I had a lot of stuff in my transcript. But.
Yeah, I kind of wish I did it, but also I didn't want to do student council because I haven't even been in high school yet. Yeah. So I was going to wait till sophomore year.
A few of our friends got accepted.
Yeah, I think four freshmen.
Okay. Anyways, continuing on, what's the next question you have for us, Gloria?
Oh, what classes are you excited for, if there's any?
So, I already know. If I get honors English, I'm dropping out the same day.
No, you can't. Not it.
No.
It's English. You can do
it. Well, so I heard science is more hands-on from multiple teachers, one of them also being my therapist. But, you know, I heard that science is more hands-on in school, in high school anyway.
Hortensia, are there any classes you're excited for?
I'm excited for honors English, and then I'm excited for, actually, that's all.
Doing a doctor or anything else. Yeah. Oh, okay, I'm excited for freshman orientation in 2 days.
No.
Wait.
What's freshman orientation even about?
Well, they probably introduce you to high school. I don't really know. I don't think my brother went.
Oh, why not?
Because he didn't care. I don't have to go.
It's kind of sad, but. So, let's bounce back that question to you. What did you guys ask us? What kind of class are you excited to take?
Oh, all of them.
Really?
Yeah. Well, hopefully I get an AP, whatever the AP social studies class is, because it'd be...
Is that world history?
It's world history or human geography.
I lucky for the past few days went over countries on a map.
Oh, we should do a quiz.
Yeah.
We have an actual laminated piece of paper.
Can you name me some countries?
Is Oregon a one?
No, Oregon's a state. It's okay.
Really? Out of here in the 50 states. What? Hear me out. Columbia?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Just whatever. Okay. Most of y'all are quizzing me. I just don't know.
It's okay.
Europe is a continent.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm just getting you on.
Okay, we kind of already talked about this, but are there any clubs you wanted to join?
Sorry, theater.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Is there any other ones? Are there any other ones?
I don't know. I'm thinking about joining Wyatt Club, but I'm like...
Yeah, I'm not sure. We'll see.
I want to join that one.
I kind of wish I did student council, like I already said, but I can do it. There's always something.
I told you should have submitted an application anyway.
But I also think it doesn't make sense, because, how are you going to be the haven't even been in high school. I don't know. That's just what I was thinking.
Or ask Miss Heaton. Yes. Oh. I don't know if you heard that, but my freaking throat just made a very weird noise.
My mom already signed me up for academic team, so I'll be doing that. Don't do that anyways, but.
I would do it, but the thing is, I'm not smart. I would do it like the operator thing, Peter, like I did in eighth grade. But mom is already doing that.
And then I might join Key Club, but I don't even, I need to look into that.
Is Key Club, beta?
It's something. It's, I think it's leadership.
I was thinking about that, too.
Did your sister do that?
I think so.
Sorry, we're just kind of sitting here in silence. What's the next question?
Since we're leaving middle school, do you have any advice for middle schoolers?
Okay. If you're a middle schooler out there, here's some very raw advice for you.
Raw?
because raw and honest, I am not lying when I say this, guys. I'm telling you. Be kind to your teachers. Do not become their enemy. Become their friend. Become their best friend. I'm telling you.
Okay, well.
Another best friend, but like, just be on their good side.
Just be nice.
Yeah. Behave.
And just do your work.
I'm telling you. From past experience, one of my sixth graders told me to one of my seventh grade teachers. It did not work out so well for me. But I've changed, guys.
It makes me so mad when people yell at the teachers. Like, they don't.
Yeah.
Again, no respect for anybody.
Right.
For
them.
It's sad. Like, especially like the nice teachers too.
Yeah.
I remember someone yelled at my old social studies teacher. There's a lot of yelling going on in school. It's kind of sad. But it's whatever. Okay. Also, do not run to classes. I promise you, you have enough time to get to them. You will not be late. And especially if you're like new to middle school, it's okay if you're late. Just don't make like a habit of being late. Also, guys, do not skip.
Sometimes it's like not possible to get there on time. Because for strings, we'd be playing it like well until when the bell rings.
Oh, yeah.
We have to pack up, and then I would get to fifth period late. Right after the bell rings every
day. Band students,
too. Yes, and band, because band's farther.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, when I was in band, I always made it to class on time.
Well, it depends on when.
Like, when you get released, too. Because sometimes people just go early before classes even released.
Like, in the beginning, when I was, like, first in band, the first couple of days, I'd be late to class because of band.
Yeah, strings makes me, like, right when the bell rings, I get through the door.
Yeah. I have, like, an outside exit. Is it, like, an entry or exit?
What? Strings is in the middle school.
I know. Like, there's, like, an exit from strings, that one glass door.
That's if you're in high school. Yeah. That's how the high school is going. But, like, if you're middle school, you just go up the main door.
It just makes more sense for me to exit out of that glass door to just go upstairs.
What?
That one.
The glass door leads to outside.
I know. But you can, like, go into the other doors.
But the other door leads directly to the hallway.
Oh, never mind. So okay, the same distance. I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyways. Okay. Another piece of advice, guys, I give. Like, turn in your work on time. Because, like, if you don't.
Yeah, you don't want to get a bunch of missing assignments like, piled up.
Mm-hmm. They start, they begin to stack up.
Really fast.
And then, like, so one of my old teachers, they, like, took off points every day it was laid off for. Mm-hmm. Like, please.
It's nice enough to let us turn it in late. So,
yes. Like, please take advantage of downtime granted. Like, abuse it.
Whenever they give you free time, if you have missing work, don't play on your Chromebook.
Yeah.
Like, please.
If you have one assignment, it's fine. But, like, if you have 30 missing assignments, use the time.
Yes. And also, I know this isn't common for middle schoolers. Just, like, don't skip class. Because, like, it might get addictive. I've never skipped class before in my entire life. I don't think you would. Have you?
No.
Okay. Y'all don't seem like the type
to be
like.
What do you even do? Sit in the bathroom? Like,
I know. What? Like, that's kind of, it's kind of boring. Like, sounds boring to me. Like, whatever floats your boat, I guess. But, sorry, my shoe fell off. But I'm like, yeah. So, what do you guys have any advice for upcoming middle schoolers?
Don't get into fights.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to be known for the person who fights, like, the scary boy and or girl.
Scary.
Yeah, it's like, because, like, they're still, like, kind of developing into a person, so, like, they still have, like, kind of common fears of, like, getting beat up. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, bullied. Also, do not bully others. It's not it. You get nothing out of it. You don't get paid. You don't get celebrated. You don't get nothing out of it. Your self-esteem goes down, and so does theirs. So, you know, yeah. It's not bullying. It seems like a small impact, but it's really a big one on others and yourself. So, yeah. Guys, you have any other advice?
Not really. You kind of said.
Also, I'm trying to think of something. Oh, guys, please do not cheat on schoolwork because you're getting.
Don't use AI.
Don't get in the habit of using AI on every assignment.
Yeah, because you learn nothing. And then when you start to develop into a teenager, to an adult, I'm going to tell you. Out of all honesty, you're going to be stupid when you grow up because you learned nothing in school. You sat there, you used your phone and click and used it just because you didn't feel like doing your work.
I really dislike photo math. People don't even use photo math anymore. They just whatever. But
yeah,
I don't like that.
Like,
I get using it not for like I don't know, not for school assignments. I get it for other things.
Like if you're like kind of stuck on a problem, like
you use it to like figure out how to do it, that makes sense. But if you're just gonna go on IXL and do every problem through AI, it just doesn't. Yeah.
Also, when it comes to essays, guys, I'm telling you, better not.
Well, they can check if it's plagiarized or not, or like AI.
Because it's been MS Gamer.
Yeah.
But there's like a few apps that kind of like what's it called? Humanizes it.
But you can also tell. Teachers can usually tell when some kid that uses the biggest words ever.
I know. Like if you use like so, or like
so,
like. So that comes to the point of, like, that's, like, basic vocabulary. No? Okay, not like that. Okay. Y'all aren't really understanding what I'm saying.
I know what you're trying to say.
But, like, if you use, like, basic vocabulary and then, like, the next few weeks you write this big old essay with, like, what kind of words would you use in a big essay? I used a few big words in some essays because I Googled up the words.
Yeah, I use synonyms because I don't want to use the same word a bunch of times. But I don't use them. Random word nobody's ever heard of.
Right.
Like, words that I actually know.
Like, don't use a word that sounds like a made-up word that no one's ever heard before or knows the meaning of. It's kind of sad, guys. But, yeah. So, I think that's pretty much all we have for today. You guys have anything to add on? Or do you have any questions or Nancy for them?
No.
Do you have any more questions?
No. Oh, you said you actually. Who did y'all hang out with this summer?
Oh.
Don't use full names. Use first basis name, guys. Just use first names.
Okay, I hanged out with Aubrey, Chloe. I think that's probably it.
Oh, we all went, like, eight of us. We went to the Mexican restaurant.
Oh, yeah, that was fun. Oh, okay, guys. They, Hortensia, so we went to the Mexican restaurant. Hortensia, I don't know what did you say to them? You said something about a birthday.
I was like, it's your mom's birthday. We should, like, sing him, like, a song.
Guys, it wasn't my birthday.
It was
my birthday was 4 months ago.
Your half birthday, kind of.
My half birthday would have been May 12th.
Well, it was pretty much June 12th, so it was just a late celebration.
Anyways.
Yeah, because my friend Emily thought of the idea, like our friend Emily thought.
And for me, who did I hang out? I hang out with y'all a little bit. I hang out with my cousins.
I heard that sucked this year.
I thought it was fun. Piper had a rough time, but I thought it was fun.
She was just stressing out for him.
We did a talent show.
It was there. Y'all. Okay. If y'all ever did theater, who would y'all want to be? Like, what play? What's your dream play?
I wouldn't even get picked.
If you could sing or dance, what would your dream play be?
I have no idea.
I'll probably be Wicked. Or Froze, I could be Olaf or the deer, the reindeer.
Or Elsa.
Olaf would be good.
Yes. Elf?
Elsa.
Oh, Elsa. Why couldn't it be Elsa? They would not generally been that, but it's fine. Ooh. Oh, okay. How about Hamilton?
I haven't watched Hamilton.
You've never watched Hamilton?
No.
Really?
I want to watch it, though. I mean, I know some of it.
I only watched it because I thought smart people watched it, so I watched it. I thought it was like a very fancy looking play.
It's based on, obviously, it's based on Alexander Hamilton, but
that's a real person.
Javon, what? You don't remember learning about him?
Did we? Or were we supposed to?
Yes, it's American history.
Sixth or seventh or eighth?
This past year.
Thing is, I didn't learn like really anything about Alexander Hamilton. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. I don't really know.
He was the first treasurer.
Okay, guys, I have a question. So out of curiosity, what order would you want your classes to be in?
Oh, okay. So I heard. Hopefully, I can get. Apparently, if you have honors, ICP or IPC, I forgot what it's called. That's science, and you don't have tiger time, which means hopefully I can have PE, because apparently Morgan told me she's going to have PE, but apparently PE would be first period, and I did not want PE first period.
Like, imagine you have a great day, and you have to go into PE, and you end the rest of your day stanky.
Right.
That's how some people were this year, actually.
if I can get my health and PE credit, I'd really like to do that. So then I can have two health classes next year. Mm-hmm. Or a sophomore year.
I don't have to take art anymore because I already did it this year.
I have strings, so I can't do PE when I would have strings.
Yeah. So I don't really know what. I don't want to do PE, though. I wish I could do Spanish instead.
You're not doing Spanish 1?
I want to do it this year. I don't want to have to do it next year.
Well, you'd do Spanish 1 and 2.
Yeah.
So I'd do it for
twice.
Okay, so.
You can do it more if you want.
So I'd probably do PE this year. So sophomore year, I could do.
You probably want to do PE and Spanish 1 this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause
is that not what you put down?
I don't know what I put down for them. I guess my label classes I thought looked nice. But, yeah. That might lead me to my gym. But it's whatever. It's whatever. But, yeah. So, I think, is that all for today, you all?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Javon has come up with a new thing we're going to say at the end of every podcast. So.
Yeah, guys. So, I have been listening back to some podcast episodes, and they tend, like, out of all honesty, I was writing them myself, and I'm like, they tend to sound a little bland at the end because we always say it's goodbye. We don't really end up with a slogan. So, would you care to share my slogan?
No, it's your time to shine.
We can do it together.
Yeah, we can all say it together.
Okay. Y'all gonna give me a minute to find it because I don't know what it was. I asked you if you knew what it was because I don't. Sorry, y'all.
Javon forgot what he thought of.
Yeah, I'm looking at, like, camera or anything. Also, oh, so what do you guys think we could do to, like, maybe step up to make it to possibly place for STLP this year? I mean, next year.
Oh. Well, we need to make it more organized.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Also, I was going through some old list names I was originally thinking about before. What's it called? We started podcasting. So Tiger Talks is a good name, but I found the Roar Room. I'm like, that sounds so nice. Like
the Roar Room?
Yes. If you all don't use that, I am going to.
Okay.
So you might want to take that.
Okay.
Okay.
Because that's dope. I like it.
Okay. Thanks. See, we should show us like her stuff. Okay.
No, I think I think that's good.
Okay, guys.
Welcome back to the Roar Room podcast.
Okay, guys. We low key might rename. We'll discuss it over.
And that would new slogan.
Yeah.
It would. Okay.
Okay.
So we are ending today's podcast. So hear us roar and come back for more.